Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Still here.
And we just had Jack Shearman on, who is the Nassau County Comptroller, for an extended interview. And I think one wonderful thing about all the electeds that we deal with in North Hempstead and in Nassau County is when Christina calls them, they're more than willing to come on. They give us the time we need. And you can hear from that interview, they're honest. You know, obviously there's some things we shouldn't know, but we, you know, that's fine. They're working on something. We didn't ask those questions. But on balance, you ask a question, you get an answer, and that's all you're looking for. Agree, Ann?
And I'm just going to say that the extended interview was wonderful. I could have gone another 15 minutes with ease. He was great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To talk to and to listen to. And it's incredible what a human being can do. And he really knows how to organize his time and balance, but ethics and everything else.
Now, values. Do you think he's the best at doing that, or there's somebody better?
Well, I'll tell you right now, for 45 minutes, we're going to have Christina Liu, so I guess there may be a balance here in that he did 45 minutes, and now she's going to do an extended interview and give us information. So Christina's up there with the greats.
That's it. We're at the Christina Liu Show now, and an extended 45 minutes. How are you, Christina?
Wow, what quite the opener. I like it. I think we'll have to do it every week.
You sent it to me last night.
Oh, that's right. How could I forget?
But I did have to use self-control when the numbers were coming along and not to ask him whether it had anything to do with Christina's birthday. Very tempting, but I figured, now this is not the place to do it. So I let it go.
Actually, I could have with him, but I didn't.
All right. Well, I didn't want to. Right. Okay.
What's new, dear?
Well, great show so far. I mean, it really flew by. All of a sudden, I looked up and I was like, oh, I'm on.
That's true.
I got to get ready.
Oh, right.
But it was really great and informative. And I think it's nice to, as you were saying, to feature different elected officials. And kind of, I love hearing how they got into it. I mean, that's always
right.
My favorite part of it. Because he's so young, and just to find out how it kind of was his path, I think is really interesting. So great job, as always. The two of you did a fabulous interview together. And North Hempstead is certainly not slowing down. And I actually got a couple of days ago, there's an organization called REAP, and they sent me and said, please, please, please advertise their group because they're looking for new members. So just to tell people a little bit about REAP, it stands for Retired Energetic Active People. And really this is the requirement, is if you're retired and you're interested in meeting other people in the community to share interesting programs. It's a self-directed group. It meets weekly at the Cumberland Adult Center in Great Neck. And there's members are from all parts of Nassau and Queens as well. They meet every Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You bring your lunch. They provide coffee, tea, and cookies. And there's different programs, including experts that talk about different lectures and books, art, culture, history, science, current events, community issues, finance, and film. They also arrange trips.
Right.
So it's a whole thing. And it's nice, you know, our fabulous Jerry Peretzman.
Oh, yeah. I spoke at REAP.
Oh, did you?
Because Jerry brought me into it.
So Jerry, who unfortunately we lost earlier this year, he was a big part of REAP. So we're very familiar with it. And it's a great, great group. And the fact that you can meet people who, you know, want to learn and keep you know, your brain going. It's a great group, certainly. So this is the Cumberland Adult Center, 30 Cumberland Avenue. And if you're interested, you could always call 311, or you could also call the community education office at 516-441-4949.
Perfect.
To get information about
it. It's a great audience. I mean, they're very – it's a smart group of people that want to learn.
Absolutely.
That's really
no,
is.
And that's what I always think is – is nice because, you know, in North Hempstead, you know, we really, you know, not that I'm biased, but I feel, you know, we do have the best seniors in North Hempstead who really have – interesting lives and careers and want to keep growing and learning new things, which is certainly our co-host over here, Miss Ann Hirsch, is certainly all over the place all the time, learning different things at different lectures, and she's always expanding her knowledge.
A lot can be said for lifelong learning.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the truth. You can't ever give up.
No, it's definitely a great group. So definitely check that out. As I said, you could always call 311 or 869-6311 for any of this information because it's great. Also, I want to remind people that you could get your flu shot. The flu shots are actually today, right? Today.
Oh, really?
It passed. Excuse me. I forgot today is not the 10th. But the flu shots are available. I want to remind people. I just actually got a phone call out all these St. Francis cardiac screening vans that we have.
And what type of flu shots are these?
He's going to make me say it. He loves when I say it. The quadrivalent flu vaccine that is latex and preservative free. It is not the enhanced vaccine. For those over 60. But if you do require that, please, we always tell people, check with your doctor first because that might be the best shot for you. But at any of these St. Francis vans, you can get these flu shots, and they're at all different locations coming up. So
Do not need appointments?
That's great, absolutely. And that's my favorite part of the St. Francis van, actually, is that you do not need appointments for that either.
Must you have insurance or?
Nope, you don't need insurance. You just go in. They sometimes might ask, not that they would bill you or pay, sometimes they just like to, you know, jot it down, note it. But I'll be promoting every month those dates as well. A bunch of our senior groups have picked up again. We have our fabulous senior talk group, which is going to meet on October 18th. That's facilitated by the fabulous Nancy Mizrahi, who works in our department, and Janet Entine, who's actually one of our co-hosts, facilitates the group too. It's from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
How is Janet? I haven't seen her in a while.
Good. She's doing well. Huh. She'll be actually back on shortly. She's co-hosting. That'll be at the Shelter Rock Library in Albertson. So definitely check that out. And then I really want to remind people, too, that there's a great current events group, speaking of learning. And this is the What in the World is Going On chat. This meets at Fridays over at the Yes We Can Community Center from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's moderated by Dr. Rosenblatt, who's actually, he's a PI member and facilitates the group.
Is this a change?
Yeah, right. I was going to say this is...
Was there
somebody
else
doing this? World in Motion.
No, they're two separate groups.
Oh,
yes.
That's why I'm looking at this.
I like that you guys remember that. Okay. World in Motion actually is a separate group that is also facilitated by one of our PI members.
Okay.
But that's Martha Cohen, and that meets at Clinton G. Martin Park, but now it's meeting at Tully Park.
So okay. We got two different groups.
We got two
now.
Different current event
Whoa.
Groups. Yes.
Nice. More choices.
Absolutely. And it's nice. As I said, I love when, you know, we get the phone call from different PI members who are interested in starting up a group. Because, like I said, we're a small staff, if anyone knows PI, and we can't be at all places at once. So just having these options are wonderful. So World in Motion is Professor Martha Cohen, and that's also a current events group, and it's meeting on October 16th and 30th this month over at Tully Park from 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m.
So I sort of want to say we're going coast to coast in
the
town
that's
of North Hempstead on one side of the border has Dr. Rosenblatt over at Yes We Can. And for those who say, oh, it's too far for me to go, you've got the new Hyde Park area being where it is.
Absolutely.
And wow.
I'm just going to jump in here, something. In reference to when you said a small staff and looking for volunteers. Mm-hmm. How long are you with Project Independence?
Me?
Yeah.
Since 2009.
So it's almost, a year after it started, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you had a couple of hundred people in Project Independence. We now have 13,000 people.
Right, and growing.
And the staff really hasn't grown. When you look at an organization that has gone from, make it 500, original members to 13,000, and the amount of programs that are going on now versus 10 years ago, and the staff hasn't grown. And every other place in the world that would grown like that, you'd have you'd have employees all over the place. I think it's an amazing how it gets accomplished.
That's right. We're just so efficient over there.
It's great. It's a compliment to all your people over there, all the PI people.
It's really great. And everyone knows, we've been promoting this each week, and I really encourage people to please attend these because it is the Medicare open enrollment process.
Right.
That we really, that actually kicks off on October 15th. To December 7th will be the open enrollment. And this is the time where if you are interested in changing or kind of reevaluating whatever program you have with Medicare, this is the time to do it. And obviously, if you're happy with it, you can just let it go. But Now's the time to learn. And each year there's different updates. So the Medicare 2019 updates, the next one will be on Wednesday, October 24th. This is presented by Barry Klitzberg, who's the Assistant Program Coordinator over at the Nassau County HICAP program. He's going to talk about all the different changes in Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare Part D prescription plans, and getting help with Medicare costs. This will be at Michael J. Tully Park, and it is be from 2 to 3 p.m. And Barry actually will be on our radio program also coming up,
too. Oh, Barry's good. I like Barry. I've been with him.
Yeah, he'll do a little overview on here as well. So definitely check that out because I think it's certainly informative. And they also have...
Just before you go there, just an important thing I learned about this Medicare Part D. If you don't do anything, okay, and your drug is being dropped by the company you presently have, then next year you have no recourse. If you get a new drug next year, your doctor can write and get an exception. But if you go into the year on a drug that may wind up to be a $500 copay, and they, you know, and you don't pay attention to it, you're stuck for the whole year. If you get a new drug during the year, your doctor can write for an exception until the following year to get to a new. So it's very, and
it's very kind, and like right there, and then and that's just a great example right there because obviously, and that's just why there's so many different little nuanced things that you might not know. So it's so important to go and kind of learn. Just what to look out for. And really, every plan's different for every person. So we also have, in addition to the overall Medicare Part Medicare 2019 updates, we have the Medicare Part D, which plan is right for you. It's going to be October 16th, 24th, and November 9th. We're having it at Port Washington Senior Center, Clinton G. Martin Park, and Great Neck Social Center. And there you actually make individual appointments with people and to go over your medications.
Perfect. What we're going to do now, we're going to go into a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.